Before we go today, a little bit of history, a particular lesson, in fact. This one courtesy of former Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin.
That's right. When she was in Boston last week, as you've probably heard, Palin created a bit of a stir when she answered a reporter's question about Paul Revere's historic ride. Palin said that Revere warned the British that they weren't going to be taking away our arms.
Well, many people rebelled, if I can say that, on that answer, pointing out that Revere was warning the colonists that British troops were on their way to Concord. Among those taking issue was one of Palin's colleagues, anchor Chris Wallace of Fox News.
Quickly about that, though, you realize that you messed up about Paul Revere, don't you?
You know what? I didn't mess up about Paul Revere. Here's what Paul Revere did. He did warn the British in a shout-out. Gotcha.
Colleagues, we say, because, of course, Sarah Palin is also a commentator for Fox News. Well, it turns out she wasn't entirely wrong about what she said, as we found out when we checked in earlier today with an authority on this bit of American history.
I'm standing outside the Paul Revere House in the North End with Robert Allison. He's the chair of the history department and a professor of history at Suffolk University. And Professor Allison, good to have you here. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks, Anthony.
Clear up this what seems to be either her mistake or a subtle explanation of her interpretation of history.
Well, Paul Revere was acting as a messenger. Joseph Warren contacted him on the night of April 18th of 1775 because Warren had learned that British troops were moving out of Boston to seize weapons and ammunition that the colonists were stockpiling in Concord. And through the night, as they went from town to town alerting the various committees of safety, the church bells would ring as a signal for the men to come out and take arms. And Revere, during the night, also was apprehended. He was taken prisoner by the British, and he did tell these British soldiers that the militia are coming out. So he did warn the British, and remember, in 1775, Revere was British. Everyone here was British, and they didn't know that independence was going to be the goal, that the United States was going to be created. What they were trying to do was protect their rights as British subjects. So in a sense, this is a warning to the British public about what will happen if you provoke the Americans, if you do trot on their rights.
So we can give credit then to Sarah Palin for being correct, for making a sort of slightly more subtle point about what actually happened?
And we also can give credit to Sarah Palin for drawing interest to Paul Revere. I mean, here are you and I standing in front of the Revere House on a beautiful day. Beautiful place. It's a terrific place. And I think in Boston we neglect our history. We take it for granted. And so I give Sarah Palin great credit for reminding us of the importance of this history and having us here on the street in the summer of 2011 arguing about something that happened in 1775.
Well, Robert Allison, thank you so much for clearing this up for us and for continuing our education. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony.
Robert Allison earlier today. He's professor of history and chairman of the history department at Suffolk University in Boston, talking to us about the historic ride of Paul Revere.
Pop quiz, everyone. One if by land, two if by sea. How many was it? Let us know at radioboston.org. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusa, Jessica Alpert, Diane Mawsey, Jason Breslow, and Rachel Gottbaum. Our interns are Maddie Neufeld and Amory Sievertson.
Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.